Greetings, it's March 30th, Holy Saturday. We begin today with the story of Blessed Alexandrina Maria da Costa, who on Holy Saturday, 1918, jumped out of a window to get away from a man who broke into her home in an attempt to sexually assault her. The injury from the fall caused permanent damage, and Blessed Alexandrina became completely paralyzed over time. She asked the Blessed Mother to intercede on her behalf, promising to become a missionary if she was healed. Instead, she began to see that suffering was her mission, and she was to be a victim soul. For 30 years, she was bedridden. She spoke about the effects of sin and invited people to conversion. On Fridays, for a number of years, she lived the three-hour Passion of Jesus. During that time, her paralysis was overcome, and she would relive the Stations of the Cross. These hours were accompanied by horrendous physical and spiritual pain and diabolical attacks. She spent the last 13 years of her life sustained by the Eucharist alone. She received no other food and no water from March 27, 1942, until her death on October 13, 1955. Doctors could not explain it. Her last words were, "I am happy because I am going to heaven." On her tombstone, as a testimony to the mission to which she had been called, Alexandrina had the following inscribed: "Sinners, if the dust of my body can be of help to save you, come close, walk over it, kick it around until it disappears. But never sin again. Do not offend Jesus anymore. Do not risk losing Jesus for all eternity, for he is so good. Love Jesus. Love him." Blessed Alexandrina Maria da Costa was born on this day in 1904 in Balassar, Portugal. Now for our Holy Saturday Gospel. The women who had come from Galilee with him followed behind. And when they had seen the tomb and the way in which his body was laid in it, they returned and prepared spices and perfumed oils. Then they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Luke chapter 23, verses 55 to 56. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? In Luke's account, only Joseph and some women disciples were there. It was a very small funeral. Then, Holy Saturday, the longest day there ever was. The disciples were in shock. Jesus was dead and gone, and so were all their dreams. Nothing to do but wait till the Sabbath was over, then head back up north to Galilee without him. They don't know it, but things will be a lot different tomorrow. They'll be laughing and dancing and thanking God and hugging one another and shouting the good news. I can live every day already knowing this good news, but some days are more like this long Saturday, not Easter Sunday. No dreams dance in my head. I'm down. Blue. I long for a happy tomorrow and wonder when it will come, or if it ever will. it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with my lack of faith, or whether I love God and I know I'm loved by God. Days like this are part of the human condition. I have to pass through them and remember that although it may not come as quickly as I'd like, the Lord will always bring me through a long Saturday to an Easter Sunday. Holy Saturday is a good day to talk to the Lord about those long Saturdays in my life. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.